I've got a great story for you. It's called Hidden Island's Sweet Games. Once upon a time, nestled between sparkling shores and cotton candy clouds, lay Hidden Island. Every year, the island hosted the Candy Games, a spectacular event filled with sugary delights and friendly competition. This year, a young boy named Vihan, who loved animals, building, magic, and trains, found an ancient map tucked away in his grandfather's attic. It promised untold wonders, and his heart thumped with excitement. The map depicted a winding path leading to Hidden Island, with instructions written in swirling, sugary ink. Following the map's directions, Vihan began his journey. He passed through a forest where trees grew lollipops instead of leaves, and rivers flowed with fizzy soda. He met a fuzzy, blue-violet dragon named Frizzle. "Hello, I am Frizzle," she chirped, her voice like tinkling bells. Frizzle breathed a puff of glitter, which swirled and sparkled, leaving a rainbow trail in its wake. "Welcome to the path. I'm going to the candy games too." Next, Vihan met Glim, a wise wizard with a cornflower blue beard made of snowflakes. "Greetings, young traveler," Glim said, his voice a low rumble. "The games are near. Have you tried the ice cream?" Glim created a miniature ice cream castle. "It's a good building." Finally, he stumbled upon Peachy, a deep pink lollipop witch zipping along on a soda-powered broomstick. "Hiya!" Peachy called, her voice bubbling with laughter. "Ready for the candy games? I have all the best candy for a good time." Her broom left a trail of fizzy bubbles in the air. Reaching Hidden Island, Vihan was amazed. Everywhere he looked, there were games made of candy. There was the Glitter Stream, where teams raced down a sparkling river. The Ice Cream Scoop, a contest to build the tallest ice cream cone, and the Lollipop Launch, where teams catapulted giant lollipops. Vihan watched as Frizzle, Glim, and Peachy joined the candy games. As the games began, a shadow fell upon the island. A mysterious, dark shape began to disrupt the events. Frizzle's glitter trails faded, Glim's ice cream scoops froze solid, and Peachy's candy spells went haywire. The joyful atmosphere turned gloomy. Vihan realized that he had to use his skills to help his new friends. "We must figure out what's going on," Vihan declared, puffing out his chest. "I will help." Glim nodded. "We must find what's causing all of this." Vihan remembered the building blocks he loved. He started planning a solution. "I know, let's build something." Frizzle suggested that they help everyone enjoy the games. "Let's create a glitter shield," she said. Peachy offered. "I can help. I have a plan." Together they discussed Vihan's plan. First, they would build a tall structure that would protect the games. Second, they would create a way to attract whatever was behind the shadow. Vihan, with his building knowledge, began to craft a giant candy castle. Frizzle helped with the glitter, using her breath to make shimmering walls. Glim, with his ice cream magic, created solid, delicious foundations. Peachy, using her candy spells, created sticky sweet support beams. As they worked, the shadow loomed, trying to ruin their efforts. Blackness reached out with a chilling gust of wind. The friends held their breath. "They kept working!" The shadow pushed again. "We can't give up!" Vihan shouted. "We will not let you stop us!" shouted Peachy. With a final push, they finished. The final event was a teamwork challenge, building a giant candy castle to protect the games. The shadow tried to ruin their castle, but the team, using their combined skills and friendship, held strong. Frizzle's rainbow glitter created a sparkling shield, Glim's ice cream built strong, delicious walls, and Peachy's candy spells stuck everything together. With a final burst of energy, they completed the castle just as the shadow attempted to break it down. Suddenly, the shadow began to shimmer and change. It revealed a small, grumpy cloud named Nimbus, who was upset because he felt left out of the games. Nimbus explained that he only wanted to play two. Nimbus felt better. Frizzle, Glim, Peachy, and Vihan listened to Nimbus. I understand. Let's let Nimbus play, Peachy said. Vihan smiled. Everyone deserves to be included. Together, they invited Nimbus to join the games. Nimbus, now happy, helped with the games, creating fluffy clouds to hold the candy. The candy games were saved, not perfectly, but with a newfound understanding of friendship and inclusion. Vihan, Frizzle, Glim, and Peachy celebrated their victory with a mountain of sweets. As the sun set, painting the sky in shades of orange and pink, Vihan knew he had found something special on Hidden Island. He had made new friends, discovered the power of teamwork, and learned that even a grumpy cloud could be a friend. They all promised to return next year, ready for more candy, fun, and friendship. Let's see what a great listener you are. Can you answer the following question? What problem threatened to ruin the candy games? Let's see how you did. The answer is, a mysterious shadow was disrupting the games. You did a great job. Thank you for listening to StoryPie. I hope to see you again soon.